Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Katie Neal. Welcome back to the Katie and Company podcast. This week, Brett Eldridge was on the show to celebrate the release of his new album, Songs About You. And what I took away from this conversation with Brett is that he has reached the point in being an artist where he's found his stride, he's found his confidence, and he's making the music he wants to make, saying what he wants to say, and you will hear all of that from him. The album is full of these cool, funky grooves that I feel like really show off his buttery vocals. And also, yeah, I did just say buttery. I feel like I saw someone tweet once that Brett Eldridge had a voice like butter, and it stuck with me. One of the smoothest vocals in country music. Enjoy my conversation with Brett Eldridge.
What's up?
Matching in yellow.
What's he doing? Oh, yeah.
How was the trip to Europe? It looked like you had a lot of fun.
Good. I'm like starting to recover now. Like, I feel like I'm back to being a human again. It takes a minute to.
It really messes you up.
It does. And like, I'm such a creature of habit and my routines and everything. It's like, it just takes a minute to, you know, feel in your normal place, but I feel normal and good now. So I'm ready to go.
That's awesome. I know that you obviously were working a lot, but I know you did some solo traveling. What was like your favorite thing you did as a tourist when you weren't working, or favorite place you got to go or experience that you had?
I went to Portugal early and
Lisbon.
I flew into Lisbon and then I went out and I went for a long journey in the countryside for a few days and I stayed along the coast there, and it's so peaceful and people are so nice. The food is incredible. And it's just like, I was eating out of the garden, you know, like this is the most perfect weather. There's zero people on the beach and I felt like I was in a fairy tale. It was so cool. And just exactly what I needed to start my trip. And so I would definitely highly recommend Portugal. That was really special.
That's awesome. I went to Lisbon and I felt like, what is like almost sleepy little place. Like, I feel like everyone in Europe knows about it, but like to us in the States, I hadn't heard that much. And I thought it was such a beautiful place.
It's so beautiful. It's pretty big. There's a lot of stuff going on there. A lot of different neighborhoods. I get overwhelmed because there's so many different parts of the city I want to see. And I, when I'm in Europe, I average like 20,000 steps a day, like 10,
insane.
Like 12 miles, you know, cause you just want to see everything. You just keep going. And I love that, but it's like, it makes me want to go back and travel. I want to get home by the end of the trip. At the end of the tour, you're just worn out and you get home and you're like, okay, I kind of want to go see more stuff.
So, yeah. I would say, what's left for you like on your travel bucket list?
I want to go to, I haven't done South America yet. I want to do Patagonia. That's up there. Bali. I want to do Thailand. I want to do Japan. And I want to do South Africa as well. So
that's awesome. You got a lot of good places on there.
Still got a lot of world out there.
Definitely. Well, let's talk about music. The new album, Songs About You, out less than 2 weeks. How are you feeling? Are you excited?
I feel glorious about it. I really feel like I've found my thing over the last couple of records and from Sunday Drive to now, and just really, really stepping it up to a whole nother level. And just the confidence that I've found in my music and myself has really set me free in such a special way now. And I feel really good. So I think this is going to be a really, really strong album. I think people are
going to love. That's awesome. That's got to be like a very liberating feeling as an artist. Cause I feel like the first couple albums, you're trying to figure it out. You're so concerned with like how things are charting and what's going on. Yeah. And there's a million things coming at you, but to be like in that calm confidence, it's got to feel really good.
Yeah. Like, what will this person think of this? Or what's like But I gotta believe in it. I gotta. Mm-hmm. And it's not like you don't believe in the early stuff you put out. It's just you learn more and more about your voice and what you haven't said, what you have said, what you've been afraid to say. And now, you know, when you set yourself free and just say what you feel and find what makes you special in this world, and you know, makes you unique as an artist, and you run with it. And it's not always the most popular thing to do, you know, trying to lead and be your own thing, but it's the most fulfilling. And, you know, I have great fans that then, you know, jump right in line for that and are there for me the whole way. And it grows that way. And that's where I've learned to find success, you know, is what I love is just fully being myself. And I really feel that now. So I'm loving it.
That's awesome. Talk to me about the single and the title track, Songs About You. Talk to me about writing that and then when you decided like you wanted that to be the name of this album.
Yeah. Songs About You was just this chorus that I wrote one morning. Or actually the verse I had started writing, and I had this whole, the kind of whole concept. And I went with a friend of mine, Jesse Joe Dillon, and Ben West. We'd never written with Ben West before, but I read with Jesse Joe a lot. We got in the room, started grooving. We wrote this song in an hour and a half, like just nailed it. And it was just felt so good. It was so infectious. It was so me. It was so groovy. It was very much the emotion of what, you know, the power of what songs can do when you're rolling through your life thinking you've been over that person for a long time. And then you hear that song and it transports you to the good, the bad, the, all the things with that person. And now every song is about that person, and every song's about you. And so that that message with the feel good of the song and the catchiness of it, it was just a no-brainer to put as the first, you know, release from this album, the debut single of it, but also to name the album, because basically the whole concept of these songs are about you. This, you know, I write music from my life, but I you know, the full intention is for this to connect with my fans and with everybody, and have you take a part of it for your life and ownership in your life of it. And that's really the only reason I do it, you know, other than that gives me therapy as a writer. But if I have nobody to listen to it, then what am I doing it for? So these songs are about you, and that's why it made sense to name the album Songs About You.
That's awesome. I love that whole concept. What other songs from the record are you just really excited to see how fans react to?
Oh man, so we just came out with one called Wait Up For Me, which is really cool. And it's a really sexy, kind of like real stripped down song on piano. And then there's a song called Hideaway, which is another song I wrote actually in Montana on a ranch that I rented there with a couple of friends. And it's about pretty much, I think everybody has this thought from time to time of, what if I just dropped everything I have right now, sold it all, literally everything to my name, and went to some town far away from here, you know, build a little house there or whatever, and hide away. And that's what the song's about. And I just think that it's such a, even if you don't go do it, it might inspire you to go on a trip, or it might inspire you to go hide away for a little while and make you appreciate the things that you do have. And it's a broken down guitar, with me and just guitar. And I recorded it in the cabin in Montana. The vocals are from that.
That's so cool.
And the guitar, so you can actually even hear, like if you listen real close, you can hear crackling on the fire. And
from a literal hideaway.
Yeah. And then there's a song called Where the Light Meets the Sea. That's a really pulls the heartstrings and is really special. And then there's also a song called, I could list every one of them, but the first song on the record is really fun. It's called Can't Keep Up, and it's the most crazy, like this fun feel good song I've recorded. So it's the first song on the record. So it's a really good album. I'm excited.
I've gotten to listen to it one time through so far, and I've really, really liked it. And I'm curious for you, when you are like getting mixes back and you're listening to songs, who is your circle, like outside of music industry folks that you send songs to, like, hey, what do you think about this? Like who's your like litmus test of like, if so-and-so likes it, this is a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. I do a lot of it. I try not to go too.
Yeah.
Because if you get so many, as a creator, like if you get so many opinions, then you start getting overwhelmed and you're like, yeah, have it or not. So I have my manager and I, and kind of both of my managers, and then my Chris Lacey at my record label, my A&R, she's my A&R rep. And so I have a pretty small window there, but they're all people I trust so much. And I just bounce, you know, I keep it small, but I keep it with the people I know are going to tell me the truth.
And that's also important, because if you share with people who are always like, this is amazing, that doesn't help you either.
No, that doesn't help anybody. And so I used to send it to like every relative and everything. And then it starts getting like,
everybody becomes a critic.
Yeah, exactly. So I keep it small, but keep it with the people I trust and play my family the record once it's all done. And
It's done. We can't make any changes. So don't.
Sorry.
How do you recommend, like, what's the vibe of the album? Like, what's your recommended listening experience for when the album comes out on Friday? What should people do? Should they go for a drive with the windows down? Should they like pour a glass of whiskey, hang out at the, like,
yeah, what's it's kind of a pretty diverse record in the way that you can kind of do any of those things. I mean, like the first song is so crazy or so exciting and like ready to like start your night, start your evening. So you could literally go for a drive and windows down and feel good with that. There's also some really, just like, there's a lot of grooves in this record that are very much like, yeah, sit back and with a glass of bourbon and chilling too. And it's just lyrically a really special record, and the grooves are kind of just kind of my own lane of like a place I found, you know, like mm-hmm. a place that I found comfortable, like a comfortable shirt, like it fit. And when I found that, I was like, man, we're on to something here. So I think it's wherever you feel comfortable and wherever you feel good, because this album's going to make you feel good and it's going to speak to you. So I think you be the driver. As long as you listen from number one to number 12 all the way through, it's meant for a whole listening experience for sure.
I love that. And you've said that, like, with this album, you knew how you wanted it to sound. You knew what you wanted to say. These are all songs that connect everyone to the human experience. When did that vision kind of start to take shape for you? Like, how did that come together?
So when I wrote Want That Back, that was like a depth of a song that I was like, man, this is just so powerful. And it really started to get my mind open to like where I could take this. And then I had pretty much the whole record written last year, and I took my break for Christmas, or no, it wasn't a break. I went to her Christmas.
Yeah.
And then I got done. I was really inspired by just how successful that was and how fun it was. But I was like, I feel like there's another layer I can go after. And I started to find this confidence in myself of like, yeah, I have some good stuff, but I'm feeling pretty damn good. I think I can really take it to another level. Let me try to beat some of it. And over a month and a half, I beat the entire record. And just found these grooves were like, every morning I'd wake up and I'd have these melodies and things, you know, and lyrics popping in my head to where like, I'm excited to go write today. I'm excited to like call my friends and say, I've got pretty much a lot of this song, but help me make it better. And I just found this confidence that I'd never found before quite like this. And you can hear it in the record in that way. And I knew exactly where I wanted to take it. And within a month and a half, I had that entire record and I'd been working on it for 2 years. So it felt pretty good to finish strong like that.
That's awesome. And then before I let you go, the one thing I wanted to ask you about is this year, it will have been 10 years since you got your first number one song with Don't Ya and Heaven.
Hey.
Isn't that crazy? It doesn't feel like that, right? I'm sure at all.
Crazy.
Do you remember like where you were, what you were doing when you found out that song had gone number one?
Man, you know, I was at that time in my life, I was watching every second. Now I don't watch.
You like refresh on the chart. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guarantee I just remember I was also double nervous because I was going to go skydive if I got it to number one.
Did you do that?
Yeah. And so it was like a whole thing, like building up, like when it was number 50 on the chart, way away from number one.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, if this song goes number one, I'm gonna get my first number one, I'll go skydiving. I'm frightened of heights. And so when it got to like top 10, I'm like, oh my God, we're like looking at places to jump out of airplanes. I'm like, no way this is real. So I just remember thinking, oh my God, this is number one. And oh my God, I have to jump out of an airplane now.
Makes you rethink like what you say you're going to do if you get another number one.
Exactly. But anyway, it was all worth it. I wouldn't do it again. I wouldn't jump out of an airplane again. Luckily I got to do number ones many times again, but The airplane thing was one and done, but it was a lot. I'm glad I did it. And I can't believe it's been 10 years. It's been a good 10 years so far. And I feel like I'm just rolling into the best stuff yet. So I feel really good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.